Opponents say raising the minimum wage for farmers would make groceries cost more. But Brandon McCoy with NJ Policy Perspective says a California economist's findings show only a minimal increase.
His analysis found that the price of blueberries would increase 3 cents a package. So I think we can all agree that it's worth 3 cents a package of blueberries to ensure that people are able to put food on the table and provide for their families.
Excluding young workers from a higher wage would be hypocritical, says McCoy.
For a state which just passed an equal pay amendment, in the interest of saying that there should be no pay discrimination between genders, to then turn around and say, oh, unless you were born after the year 2000 or 2001, then we can pay you less. That is not carrying the value of equal pay.
Former Governor Chris Christie vetoed a $15 minimum wage bill, but current Governor Phil Murphy says it's a top priority.
For the better part of the past year, this administration has focused on how we make real our vision of a stronger and fairer New Jersey that works for every family in every community. We have done much to achieve this already. The nation's strongest equal pay law, the guarantee of earned sick leave for workers, a commitment to achieve a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Brandon McCoy with NJPP is encouraged by Governor Murphy's economic plan to increase the minimum wage, but he says it should happen this year.
If it doesn't pass this year, then we're talking about not getting to $15 until 2024 or later with 5-year increase, and that's simply unacceptable because the value of $15 is going to have eroded so significantly over that time that to say that $15 would actually sufficiently address issues of poverty and income insecurity would be irresponsible and wrong.
Christine Waldron with the New Jersey-based company Earth Friendly Products says they've set a minimum wage of $17 an hour with benefits.
And because of that, we've seen significant cost savings over the years, especially when it comes to lowering our turnover costs and increasing our productivity. The direct costs of employee turnover are obvious. You have training, recruitment, interviewing, but perhaps one of the biggest costs that we've found is the loss of corporate memory that happens when you have employee turnover. The problem solving, the job efficiency, and the quality of customer service really suffers when you have turnover.
As far as tipped workers are concerned, McCoy with the advocacy group says the report suggests fully phasing out tip wages.
Opponents push back saying, you know, if you do that, you're going to really hurt the moms and pops and you're going to have a landscape of nothing but Chili's and Applebee's. But the entire West Coast of this country has no tip minimum wage. And that includes also Alaska and Minnesota. 7 states have no tipped wage. And they have wonderful food landscapes and food cultures.
At the least, McCoy says the tipped hourly minimum wage needs to increase. The current gap between the tipped minimum wage of $2.13 an hour and the standard wage at $8.60 is one of the largest in the country. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos at the New Jersey State House.